Mad Mavericks Notebook for August 31st, the last day of the dog days of podcasting for 2024. So today I went to two panels at DragonCon, both of them related to LitRPG. And in terms of podcasting, this has a very familiar feel to me. First one was about what is LitRPG, because it is a question I see come up on various Facebook groups and other, I don't know, it's probably come up on Reddit and on Discord every now and then, what is an LitRPG book versus every other kind of fantasy. And the consensus, or at least what the panelists were talking about, is that, how did they phrase it now? Three rules, if you want to call them rules, are that one, magic is numbers. Two, numbers go up. Three, always end on a cliffhanger. And this reminds me a little bit reminds me a lot of the early days of the podcast fiction, and remembering J.C. Hutchins, the cliffhangering bastard. And yes, serialized content, and in this case, the serialization goes on in Royal Road and Patreon. So to keep your customers coming back, they always write a cliffhanger ending of each chapter. So yeah, kind of very similar to how a lot of the podcast novels were in the early days of podcasting. And another thing, that they all seem to have this indie vibe, or at least the community around the LitRPG authors have the same community vibe that the early days of podcasting had. They all kind of know each other through, I don't know if it's fair to say social media nowadays, because they're probably talking more in traditional, like email or phone numbers, or increasingly over Discord chat. I think all the LitRPG authors all are friends on a particular Discord server, and they kind of keep that circled off to just the club of authors. And yeah, it's kind of weird to be coming in and seeing it now from the outside perspective, and seeing how it could have been for podcasters if the business model did not rely on advertising. Because LitRPG, I mean, they are very much tied all into the Amazon ecosystem, either through Kindle or through Audible. And I do not know if this industry, or this niche of the publishing industry, would exist if Amazon were not the dominant player, because getting that critical mass of fans to all participate in one ecosystem, that would have been really hard. Because I do kind of try to keep my fingers on the pulse of other, you know, audiobook sources other than Audible. None of them have really gotten the traction. Even like self-publishing, you could possibly—I mean, I have seen authors that do self-publish their own audiobooks, and they do tend to have—I forget the name of the system that will kind of automate it the way Shopify automates, you know, online shopping for people or for businesses. There's at least one audiobook publishing company that'll take care of the back end of publishing the files and processing the sales. And I know one author, at least, that does it that way. And they always have to jump through hoops, because ultimately they do want to put their books on sale for Amazon. So that particular author will do a 1 month exclusive through his own shop, and then release it to Amazon, Audible, and then take part of the Audible's exclusivity system that gives them a better royalty rate. But all the authors in this group are all very chummy with each other, and it's not exactly a kumbaya environment, but it is a nice kind of, not frenemy, but more of that social community that podcasting had. And it's kind of weird to see it come up, you know, again, and you're wondering how it's going to turn out this time, because it does have certain advantages that podcasting didn't have. There was no real, you know, education of the public to tell them what a podcast is. Everybody kind of understands what Audible and Kindle are. So that's one big headache that they don't ever have to deal with if they, you know, play along with the Amazon system. And it's really, I think it's really coming together now. It's funny how these LitRPG community, I don't know if they're going to circle the wagons around Dragon Con the way podcasting kind of did. I know that they've already announced a smaller convention in Colorado next year. It's supposed to be LitRPG Con, and we'll see how that turns out. And I'm still pretty sure Dragon Con will still be a convention, or at least a gathering of the LitRPG fans at the very least. But this is going to be interesting. I'll probably have something to talk about next year if everything pans out the way it looks like it is. So, yeah, went on longer than usual this time, but that's it for this year. I'll talk to you next year.